Good morning. Yes, it is. Party Line on this Thursday. Shan shared it with you on Tuesday and Thursdays of the week. Glad to be with you. Appreciate you joining us this morning on Party Line. And got a big show. We've got Gina Carson. Going to be talking to Gina a little bit later of all things autism and what's going on there and fundraising and the opportunity to get to know more about what's happening with her. And also, we're going to be talking to, hopefully, Chris Tiedemann a little bit later about Coca, the Coca Craft Roasters. My goodness, really good coffee. We're going to be talking. He's one of our sponsors here at WILO and Casper Media. And we're going to be talking to him about some of the things that he has to offer at the Coca. Come one, come all. Roasters, craft roasters, I should say. He roasts the coffee every day, by the way. Really good stuff. We'll be talking to him in just a little bit. But we're also going to be talking to Jamie Blacker with the Colfax Old Hickory Days. Before we do that, today, patchy fog between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m., so I think that's pretty much dissipated. Otherwise, sunny with a high 83. Tomorrow, looking for a high of 85 and some showers later in the evening. And in the weekend, it's not too good as far as rain. But don't let that keep you from getting out and having a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of great things going on. But we do have rain planning on having rain on Saturday, Sunday, and into Sunday night, and even a chance on Monday. But that's what's going on with the forecast right now. Jamie Blacker joining me. Good morning, Jamie. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today, Shan?
Hey, it's beautiful, sunny weather, and it's that time of the year where the summer's winding down. Well, I should say the calendar says that it's the end of July. It's hard for me to believe that it's the end of July, but that means Old Hickory Days.
That's right. Big weekend in Colfax this weekend, the annual Old Hickory Days celebration, and Colfax Lions Club will be having our 23rd annual Old Hickory Days Truck and Tractor Pull on Saturday night.
So tell us a little bit about that, that maybe someone's never been to a truck or tractor pull. I've met a few folks that have just moved into the community we were talking about. They had never been to the Hot Dog Festival last week, and then they'd moved out of state, and they just were like kind of got by all of the festivals that Indiana has. Indiana's a big festival state. Tell us a little bit about what someone could expect coming to the Old Hickory Days, especially the Truck and Tractor Pull.
Yeah, the Truck and Tractor Pull is our 23rd year. We bill it as Central Indiana's number one truck and tractor pull. I don't know if there's a poll out there that actually says that, but we feel like it is. We'll get about 1,500, 2,000 people come to Colfax Lions Club Park on Saturday night, and what they're going to see is big-time truck and tractor pulling. Just something like you would see on ESPN or something like that. These are the big tractors that you're not going to see in working in the farm fields in Clinton County or surrounding counties, but these are the tractors that they put a lot of money, time, and effort into it, and they pull in a series that pull from one end of the state to the other in Indiana, and then also the trucks division. The trucks will be anywhere from diesel to gas, and they're not the pickups that will be going up and down the highway, that's for sure. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of excitement. If you're sensitive to ears, make sure you bring earplugs because it's a very loud event. But we have a good time with it. And then one event this year, being its third year, is the lawnmower division, and it's not your regular lawnmower either. This is lawnmowers that they're basically diesel engines that look just like a mini version of the big time tractors. So come to Colfax. Event starts at 7 o'clock. Gates open at 6. $15 to get in the front gate. We got all kinds of food. If you want to park in the back, which is limited parking back there, but we do charge $20 extra to get your vehicle in back there. And it's $20 to come in the back gate as well. But we look forward to having everybody in Colfax Saturday night.
It sounds like a lot of fun. We've been there over the years, and it is incredible. A great crowd. You always have a lot of fun activities happening around it. You got food. What would a festival be without food? And a lot of great food. Now, Jamie, is this a sanctioned event? I mean, I know that These guys take this pretty seriously. They go all over the country pulling and trying to win some prizes. Is this a sanctioned event? Is this something that we'll see some of those folks that are coming in from other areas of the state and country?
Yeah, a lot of these guys are from around the state of Indiana, and it's the Indiana Pulling League for the tractors. And with that pulling league, they pull starting back in early May and they'll pull all the way up into November. We're kind of in the mid-season part of their pull. They pull for points. We basically contract with the Indiana Pulling League, and we write them a check at the end of the night, depending on how many of their personnel show up to pull, which will be a good amount. And then the Truck Association is the Indiana Truck Pullers, and we do the same thing with them. Some of those guys do pull in lots of different series, so you may see them in our state in different areas, but each of the pulling leagues have a different set of rules and guidelines, and those guys modify those tractors or trucks to those events.
Well, the Colfax Old Hickory Days kicks off tomorrow, 4 to 9. They've got Perry Township Volunteer Fire Department Fish Fry is going to be happening, opening ceremonies between 5 and 5:30. You got the Cornfield and Crossroads. Radio Flyers are going to be playing at 7 o'clock. So things kick off tomorrow, and then the big pancake breakfast on Saturday morning, all leading up to the Bodacious Band going to be entertaining Saturday evening. Between the Bodacious Band and the truck and tractor pull, Colfax is going to be rocking and rolling.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of people come into Colfax for that actually 2 days, but especially on Saturday, tremendous amount of people come to town, and that's good to see. Good boost for the local economy there, all the different businesses and all the people put on stuff, and then the organizations like the Volunteer Fire Department. It's important that those guys get you to go out there and eat fish for them, because they need those dollars to help do the things they do, and then all the other organizations that have events throughout the weekend. Just like us on Saturday night at the Lions Club Park, we couldn't do our event without our supporters. And one of them I want to highlight with you, Shannon, I think you know both these guys. They've been supporting our tractor pull for 23 straight years, and that's two local dealers, John Gable and Jim Ramsey with Bex Hybrids. And I wanted to make sure we pointed those guys out today, because they've been with us since day one, and we want to thank them tremendously for being a supporter of our tractor pull.
Oh, absolutely. Pillars of the community, John and Jim. We appreciate all that they do as far as sponsorship and just being all-around good guys that love the community. And I would throw you in there as well, Jamie. You've been a long-time Colfax resident, Clinton County resident, and certainly have bled there in that community. Sweat, bleeding, tears sometimes. But I want to talk a little bit about the Lions Park. That's a beautiful park. The Lions Club put together several years ago with there was some grant dollars. But that's another amenity of Colfax that sometimes people forget. You drive in and you see this beautiful park. It's very full during the spring and summer months. A lot of activity with softball and baseball. That's got to make you feel pretty proud to see all the folks that have worked hard to make that happen. I know your family was a big part of that. What do you see in the future, and how have you been able to just celebrate the last several years of the Lions Club?
Yeah, that's a great point, Shane. We appreciate those comments, because it is a beautiful park, and we still get lots of comments. A lot of people even throughout the day coming from surrounding areas use that trail now, and they park at the Lions Club Park, and then they can bike or walk or run to Thorntown or beyond. You basically start there at Colfax, and I've never done it. I've walked all the way to Thorntown and back many times. That's a nice little walk, 7-point-some miles, Shan. You got to try it sometime.
Hey,
I your thoughts. That's for sure.
Hey, I got about halfway and turned around. So I did 7 miles. I just didn't do 14.
Yeah, so it's a good time, and we get a lot of people. My dad spends a lot of time up there mowing right now in the summertime, because we have a lake, 11 acres we take care of, and it's all through volunteer people that do that, and we can't thank them enough. And he talks with a lot of them coming in out of the community, and they all comment about how nice the park it is, and it is. And it went under a transformation in 2009, 10, and 11. It's starting to age a little bit, we're trying to keep up with it. And one of these activities we do is the truck and tractor pull, that we're able to take that money and put it right back into the park. And also, from that money, we support a lot of events there at Clinton Prairie as well. So it's very important to us to keep these events going and keeping that park as nice as it can be. And we have a few ideas for the future, but we're going to keep working on those and try to gather up the money and just keep making the park as nice as it can be.
Yeah, rural communities, it's always a challenge, but you know, you put your hands in together and you work hard, and you guys have certainly been able to do that. It's really a gem of Clinton County, Colfax, and especially the Lions Park. Jamie, thanks for joining us today. We greatly appreciate it, man, and we look forward to seeing you out there this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely, Sam. We're hoping the weather forecast might change just a little bit. That would help us out tremendously.
We'll be praying. All right, brother. Have
a
great one. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Jamie Blacker joining us this morning, talking about Old Hickory days, especially the truck and tractor pull. It's going to be a great weekend. Eva, hey, come through regardless of the rain. Just come on out. And if you get a little wet, it's okay. Get a little muddy, it's okay. It'll be all right. Just come on and enjoy it. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to be talking to Chris Tiedemann from Coca Craft Roasters. You're going to, I tell you what, if nothing else, I'm going to make you smell the coffee. We'll be talking to Chris in just a little bit. It's Party Line on WILO.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on. Big O Tires.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfurt, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfurt, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
And welcome back to Party Line, and we appreciate all of our sponsors that make it happen each and every day here on Party Line. Shan shared it with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thank you, Jamie Blacker, for joining us earlier, talking to all things Colfax, Old Hickory Days, the Lions Club Park. What a beautiful park there in Colfax. And that trail is awesome. You need to go walk the trail. Just go to Thorntown. I didn't quite make it to Thorntown, but I've walked the trail. It's a beautiful trail. Get out there and enjoying it. Speaking of beautiful, I don't know, maybe it's more tasteful. It's just full of taste, very flavorful, is the coffee that you get at Coca Craft Roasters. I'm telling you, it's really good stuff. Joining me now, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy that makes it all happen. He roasts it every day, and it is so good. Chris Tiedemann from Coca. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Shan. Thanks so much. That's quite the introduction.
Hey, well, we'll greatly appreciate you being with us, and thank you for what you do in our downtown, right downtown. You've been almost in business, getting close to a year, about 11 months now, right?
Yes, it has been. It's a really great year, actually.
Yeah, it's you got to go through your first hot dog festival, so how was that?
That was fantastic. I got to meet a lot of new folks. I mean, we're still sort of new here in Frankfort, and so there were a lot of people that got to discover us. We got to see a little bit different group of people than we normally see, and that was extremely nice. And there were the Hot Dog Festival is a fantastic festival. I mean, that was from my family, but also the folks that I said from out of town. It was just, we were fantastic. It was a fantastic experience to be a part of.
Yes, absolutely, and the 31st one at that. So, Chris, tell us a little bit about your love for coffee. I mean, you, your background in getting involved. In fact, you really tout your place as the third space. We talk about that even in your ads here on Casper Media, but it's that third space where folks can kind of come, relax, enjoy a great cup of joe, but also really just get away from the craziness of the world. Tell me a little bit about your background and why coffee and what made you get in this business?
I did have a different job for about 20 years. I was a pastor. I had served in Forest, which is just northeast of town, and did that for 20 years. And my first job out of that was at the Starbucks Reserve Roastery in Chicago, which is one of five stores now that Starbucks operates worldwide that does a number of things they don't do in the stores, where they roast their own beans, they bake everything fresh. The one in Chicago in particular is known as the world's largest Starbucks. It's right on Michigan Avenue, and on days like when they light the Christmas tree in Millennium Park and when they dye the river green, we can see anywhere from 12 to 25,000 people. And I worked on the first floor there, and I was working there one day during river dye, and I got this idea for a third space for everyone who come. I mean, it's not a new idea, but I knew that we were going to be moving our family back to the Indiana area, and I needed a job, and so I got this idea for COCA. COCA is an acronym which stands for Come One, Come One. And in the midst of seeing these thousands of people run through these doors, I was thinking about the small town where I was going to do this and thinking, it's important we're losing those places, because even as I was going into the ministry, the church was a third space, and maybe you'd have a club, but that's it. You know, we don't really do bowling leagues much anymore. We don't have now the auxiliaries, all of these places where we could meet people that wasn't work and wasn't home. So we would discuss being human beings, what life was like, where we would discuss more than the project we were working on that day, where, you know, we would discuss it all and meet people, and we don't have that anymore. And so COCA is a place where everyone can come and speak. Whether that's working on whatever they're working on, that they want to meet people from, they want to meet old friends. Along with people coming in and working, we have a lot of friend groups that are using COCA as a middle meeting space. So we get to meet a lot of interesting people back. So that was a long-winded answer to a pretty simple question, but it is really about creating that third space. Coffee is important, but maybe just as important as all.
Yeah, and I certainly see that on a regular basis of having the ice cream shop there, the Shanta shop, scoop shop, and we see.
You're happy to have it.
Yeah, we're
amazing to have coffee and ice cream just go great together.
Yeah, and it really does. People don't maybe not thinking that way, but I think before the year's over, people are going to really recognize the collaboration and the partnership of ice cream and coffee. It's going to be some good stuff, especially coming this fall. But, you know, when you think about that third space, and I really appreciate your philosophy on that, because come one, come all, You're just kind of laying everything down. We're human beings first, and everything else after that. And we're just coming together to try to just be. And I greatly appreciate that space. The space is located right at 63 East Clinton Street. It's right on the corner of Jackson Street and Main Street, or Clinton Street and Jackson Street, right next to Pepe's. That's kind of the marker, the local marker. Everybody knows where Pepe's is, but it's right next to Pepe's. And then, Chris, you got those big flags. But let's talk a little bit in the few minutes that we have left about some of your products. I mean, you've got some of the best, some of the smoothest coffee. Why is it so smooth? What makes your coffee different?
We roast it on site as often as we need it. It is, and honestly, 75% of coffee is the beans that you're using. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with the beans that you go to your local store that you brew in your house every day. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. There are all sorts of coffee beans. The coffee beans that I have are going to be a single origin, which refers to the fact that a lot of coffees that you'll get in the grocery store are a blend of coffees maybe from Colombia, Brazil, Guatemala, or wherever there are that makes coffee. You'll have a blend, and while that is absolutely great for getting you up and starting your day, it misses sort of the individuality that can come from a coffee from Vietnam as opposed to Uganda, that sort of thing. And the fresh roasting helps to highlight all of those different things. Every couple of months, I try to mix it up. Right now, we're serving coffee from Honduras. We have served coffee from California, Uganda, Brazil, Colombia. Colombia is my personal favorite. Yes, it's the most popular, but best coffee I ever had was a Colombian coffee. One of the things that if you're a coffee connoisseur that you really get excited about is you can taste sort of the vegetal aspects of the coffee from Vietnam, where you can taste some of the baking spices or chocolate notes from a Guatemalan or a Colombian coffee, where you get some of the fruitier cranberry, honey, sweeter honey notes from an Ethiopian or a Kenyan coffee. And a bean can be brewed, and as far as the smoothness goes, a bean can be brewed many different ways, and it's going to give you different results every time. And it's the practice of actually doing the coffee over and over that is going to perfect the brewing process and help you to be able to create a smoother, less sour, less bitter cup of coffee. And we spend our day doing that. And so that's sort of what the difference is.
Yeah, and you can definitely smell it when you're roasting. So it's always a pleasure to be in there during that time. Also, food products. You got some great food. You got great. My wife loves the cinnamon blueberry roll. You've got now frozen lemonade. The chicken salad is just incredible. You bring on not just coffee, but you have a really kind of this breakfast deli food stop as well.
The idea is to become more light lunch fare. I have really come to appreciate the baking process and creating a menu here. That was something that I didn't really anticipate when I started. I was perfectly happy to put some croissant in the oven and throw some raspberry or Nutella on those and call it a day. Absolutely fantastic. But I like the baking process. The difference between a fresh baked cinnamon roll and you would get a tube. I'll do a tube cinnamon roll any day of the week, and probably twice on a Sunday. But if I get a chance at a good homemade gooey cinnamon roll, I absolutely love doing that. And as far as just going through the hot dog festival, I was looking for ideas to come up with an idea for a hot dog for the hot dog festival, and I get to do fun things like putting together the jalapeno popper croissant dog, which is an idea that came not only from, I believe that's a Seattle-style hot dog, but also came from my son, who I brought home some leftover croissants one day, and they were having hot dogs, and we didn't have buns, and so he's like, can we use a croissant? That's fantastic. absolutely delicious, using a product you wouldn't normally do for a, you know, two foodstuffs that don't normally go together. I love playing around in the kitchen like that, and I love being able to invite people in to experience that along with me. So I love makers, the cinnamon rolls, the blueberry sweet rolls. I've really come to love it, and I'm hoping that love comes through out into the plate.
Well, it certainly does, Chris. I mean, I know you make everything with a lot of love, and the jalapeno croissant popper, croissant jalapeno popper, I guess that is so good. That was a great idea, and the taste, it just a very savory sweet. You got the hot honey, cream cheese, the hot dog in with the jalapenos in this croissant. And you're going to make that a staple eventually, aren't you?
Oh, yes. We're putting that on the menu. It'll be on the menu by next week.
Wow. So you can come in if you like that. And that was a very popular item during Hot Dog Festival. If you liked the jalapeno, croissant jalapeno popper hot dog during Hot Dog Festival, you can get it anytime starting next week. And that I can vouch for it. It is very, very good. And knowing Chris, getting to see him at work about each and every day, he does it with a lot of love and a lot of thought that he wants to put into it to make sure that it is delicious and that you are served. All right. So how do people follow you on Facebook or your website? Tell us a little bit more how to get hold of you.
Coca Craft Coffee and Roasters on Facebook, and we are also on Instagram, Coca Coffee. Find us there.
All right, and 63 East Clinton Street, right next to Pepe's. If you want to go there right now, hey, this is a good suggestion. Go over there right now. You can listen to the rest of the program or catch it later. It's archived on HoosierLandTV.com, but go check out Coca right now. Chris, thank you, man. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Shin. Yeah, right, you too. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Chris Tiedemann with Coca Craft Roasters. I'm telling you, good stuff. Get out there. Come one, come all. And come and get it. It is really good stuff. We're going to take a break. Come back. We're going to be talking to Gina Carson, Clinton County Autism Support Group. She runs that and leads that, part of that. And we're going to talk about all things autism. And Gina's certainly an expert in all that. So we'll be back with Gina here in just a bit. It's Party Line on WILO.
Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on. Big O Tires.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler or race trailer, Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfurt, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfurt, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.